Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, we are talking, well, basically, this is our little Christmas gift to you. And it is that we are talking about core, because the reason why I say this is our gift to you is because the core and like abs and this whole thing around like, I want, you know, a six pack and all that stuff is like, basically what we hear from clients all the time, right, Laura? Like, it's always like people wanting to know, what is the secret to getting a tighter core? What is the secret to getting a six pack? What is the secret to getting rid of my muffin top? All those kinds of things. And so I figured our gift to you can be this episode, which is the top three surprising ways that you can build a strong core.
I love strong core.
Yes. Well, and the thing is that, and I say that, you know, everyone's talking about like six packs or getting rid of muffin tops, but what we're really talking about today is not just about the superficial stuff, but also about like the deeper stuff, building an actual strength training sort of regime or different ways to strengthen train your core, not just get that six pack. So first, let us talk about, I think it's really important to just talk about the anatomy of it, because I think you have to understand when I say the superficial versus the non-superficial, what that all even means and what you really need to focus on and how your entire core works in order to get it strong and become a lean, mean ab machine. So your entire core consists of four muscle groups. So you've got your transverse abdominals, which is basically the strip of muscles that goes from your spine to your pubic bone. And it's basically, it's like your deep core stuff. So like your deep rooted muscles. So the ones that you don't see. So those are the non-superficial ones. Then you have your rectus, flat band of muscle, which is the flat band of muscle from the sternum to your pelvis area. So it's like your washboard area. So this pulls up your upper body towards your hips. So it's basically, it helps build that stabilization in your core. You then have your external obliques, which run from your ribs to your pubic bone on a diagonal, so across. And they provide power for your upper body for rotations as well. And then, of course, your internal obliques. So this is what connects your ribs to your iliac crest, so just in your chest area, and then aid in rotation and twisting, but maintain function. The main function of the internal obliques is to stabilize your core and your spine. So that's kind of your quick little anatomy, essentially. But the reason why I want to talk about that is because I think you need to know the parts of your core, and then you need to understand that you need to work all pieces of your core. You also need to include your lower back. So the reason most people have, like, sometimes people will have like that six-pack look, but then they still complain a lot about like lower back issues and pain. And a lot of times it's because you don't have strong TA, which is your transverse abdominals. So the transverse, like I said, those are those deep rooted muscles. Those are the ones that basically work from your spine to your belly button. And I always describe it as like, it's like a hug to your core, because it goes all the way around from your spine to your belly button, hugging and pulling everything in tight and supporting you and creating that tight core trunk. Okay. You need to work your lower back so that everything from front to back is stable and strong. So great exercises if you're thinking about like lower back stuff, glute bridges, double or single leg, supermans, so where you, or like super chicks as we call them in Fit Chicks, where you're laying on your belly and you're lifting arms and legs up, or even swimmers where you can do opposite arm and leg lifting up while you're laying on your belly. So something similar like that is really, really good to help build up that strength in your lower back.
Well, and the thing I find so interesting is that, like, even for me, mm-hmm. I've been lifting weights for like, you know, a long period of time. And mm-hmm. the one thing I never do though is a lot of specified core work. So most right. of my core work comes from things like doing squats, doing deadlifts, doing more compound movements, which means more, you know, utilizing, more than one muscle in an exercise. But I really found that once I started doing more like isometric for focusing on lower back, external, internal, because I've let go of the whole idea of having a six pack again. I had it once. It's too much work for my body.
Yeah.
Well, I have to be too lean for it, and I look like a bag of bones. But But yeah, until I started really focusing on, like, that's when I found my strength really increased. And some people have different thoughts on this. Like, some people are like, I don't even do any core work. I just do all of, like, the main exercises that involve core too. And I'm like, but for me, I found, like, oh my God, when I got back to really incorporating planks and really incorporating super chicks, like, my back and my front just feels so much stronger, so much more solid.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. Like, when you're working your entire core from front to back, you're not only strengthening, but you're also creating a more lean look from front to back, because you're strengthening and leaning out both, you know, both sort of platforms, I guess, like front and back. So it is important to do them. I agree. Like, there are some people that definitely don't do concentrated core work and it works for them. For me personally, I like doing both, but I love isometric work, like you were saying, like planks and stuff like that. But I also like a lot of movement stuff. So I like what you were saying, a lot of compound movements or a lot of like incorporating different moves, especially with my yoga practice and things like that, that incorporate core with the postures, with the asanas, so that I'm incorporating it while I'm also doing my flows. So the reason why, and just, we'll get to these, you know, we'll get to the three sort of ways in order to build out your Christmas core, the surprising ways. But one of the things that I just want to keep in mind, I want you to keep in mind, is that working your entire core is not just for that lean look. Yes, it's great to have that, but it's also because it helps to prevent injuries from everyday movements. You protect your inner organs and your central nervous system by having a strong core all around. You'll also help banish back pain so that, you know, when you're sitting, when you're standing, when you're moving, all those things, a lot of times you'll have that lower back issue. If your core is strong, it might not diminish it, but it might help alleviate it slightly. And it'll also give you better posture. And better posture is an amazing thing, because not only is it something that just from a structural standpoint is better for your body to have proper posture, but it actually creates more confidence. It's proven that, like, when you have good posture and when you stand with good posture, you exude more confidence and you feel more confident and people see you as more confident because of just the way that you're actually standing. So if for nothing else, other than wanting to get a tight, lean core, maybe it's also a confidence booster. But now let me say, before we do get into these 3 points too, just quickly, it is super important. This is an important fact about core that you need to be reminded of, and that is that you cannot spot reduce. I repeat, you cannot spot reduce. So please know that by just focusing on core and crunching till the cows come home, chances are you will not get a six pack if that is the only thing that you are doing. If that is your plan and you're just like, I'm just going to hit the ground and do crunches and crunches and crunches and crunches and crunches, and you're not paying attention to your diet and you're not doing anything else in terms of total body movements or cardiovascular or strength training for a total body, the chances of you getting to whatever your end goal is are very, very minimal. So keep that in mind. This is important too, that you have to incorporate total body and you have to incorporate nutrition in order to lean out your core. Okay. Now that that's out of the way,
Disclaimer is out of the way.
I think it's important that it's a reminder though, because a lot of times people just want to do just the ab stuff. So these are the top three surprising ways to get a strong core today. So number one is to hop on a stationary bike. And Laura, I know you like using the stationary bike a lot for your cardiovascular and for a lot of your like HIIT drills.
Yeah, only though if it's winter time, like if it's kind of, it's not one of my personal faves, but yeah, like other than definitely, I don't like the elliptical. Yeah. So for me, I always like,
we've covered that before.
Yeah. Like Steramil, treadmill, or stationary bike are my three favorites.
Right. And the stationary bike's cool though, because if you are doing something like Tabatas or anything like that, like you can bring up the intensity really easily. You don't have to worry about like the machine itself having to like gear up. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like one of those things that like you can sprint easy on it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But so one of the surprising ways is to use a stationary bike to get a strong core. And that's because there's three different movements that you can actually do while you're on the stationary bike that will help you build that strong core today. So the first one is to contract your abdominal muscles. So get on the bike, focus on tightening your transverse abdominals. So that again is that deep muscle. So it's like the same feeling that you have. You'll feel those muscles when you cough. So if you're listening right now, I want you to cough and you'll feel that tightness happen in like deep in your muscles, right? That is your transverse abdominals working. So in order to contract those, you have to pull in through your belly button and you have to really, really, really squeeze. And it's like, it has to be a very conscious decision to do it. It's not the same as just like sucking in. It's like you have to really pull in and pull up in order to really engage through your transverse abdominals. So that is the number one. And you can do that on the stationary bike or even off the stationary bike. But on the stationary bike is definitely one, and it'll also just help protect your lower back during movements. The second thing that you can do on the stationary bike is oblique crunches. So you can start with a light amount of resistance on your bike, start pedaling to engage your abs, and then add a small arm movement by bending one elbow at a time inwards towards your body so that you can start working through those muffin tops or those love handles or whatever it is that you want to call it. That's your obliques, right? So that's like your side muscle wall. And so adding in little crunches side to side as you're biking. I don't know about you, Laura, right now, but as I'm saying this, I'm actually doing it like while I'm sitting. I'm like moving side to side.
I just wanted to cough and not do it loud so I could feel my transverse working.
Well, as I'm talking about these obliques, I'm literally doing like a figure eight with my body as I'm talking. So that's essentially what you want to be doing, is like moving side to side, like almost like you're swaying with your upper body, right? So you do that on the bike, so you engage through your obliques as well. And then the third thing that you can do on the stationary bike is one-handed cycling. So come out of your saddle, so that means stand up, right? And add more resistance on your bike to get it to a slower pace. Keeping your abs contracted, you want to lift one arm or one hand off of your handlebar and place it behind you, and then switch arms after a minute. So by doing this, you're actually forcing your core to engage on one side, then the other. You want to make sure that you do balance, obviously, on both sides so that you're not, I always say, as I say, lopsided when you finish. you want to create balance in your body, but it's a really cool technique. It's a really cool way. It's the same thing as like when you do one-handed burpees or anything that you're doing that's like on balance, like whether it's like balancing on one leg to do your bicep curls, or if you're balancing on one hand to do planks or anything like that, or mountain climbers or whatever, you're forcing your core to engage like extreme, because you have to create that, like you have to create the contraction in order to hold yourself and to support yourself. So on the bike, it's a safe way of doing it. You just put one hand behind you and then hold on with the other tightly so that you don't fall over. So that is the number one surprising way to build a core, using a different tool than normal, rather than just, you know, the usual crunches, et cetera.
Well, that's what I think a lot of times we forget, is that our core is involved in almost every activity that we do. Mm-hmm. And there's so many activities that put more focus on the core than other activities. But it's like, just because you're not doing your ab workout at the end of your workout, there's so many ways you can get it out in during your workout.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And just by doing small little tricks like that, like just releasing the one hand or just, you know, tilting side to side, will engage those muscles specifically. And just as you were saying, so how when you're doing other movements, you're engaging, that's actually point number two. Point number two is focus on your upper body. So, and I know that sounds so like counterintuitive, because you're like, no, I want to focus on my core, not my upper body. But if you're focusing on your upper body, but doing movements where your core has to engage, it's like a twofer. It's like two for one. You're getting, so stuff like Renegade Rows, where you're in a plank position.
I love Renegade Rows.
Oh, I hate them. I love them, but I hate them. I hate them so much because they're so hard. I genuinely cannot stand them. I do them.
Well, I haven't done them in a while though, because I have that shoulder injury. So there's so many things that, like, what an insane feeling to be able to go from doing like push-ups on your toes to being able to barely do them on your knees, much less pick up a weight while you're doing them.
Yeah. Oh no, totally. That's how I felt too, even after I had Maddie, because of my C-section, my whole core, because they, through a C-section, they're cutting through your entire like abdominal wall essentially. And so not having any core strength at all, like even to like sit up, was like the most bizarre feeling in the entire world. I couldn't even hold a plank for more than 20 seconds afterwards. I'm now up to a minute again, so I'm good. Like, I'm happy. I'm seeing progress, but I'm still not clear. I'm not even close to as strong as I was. It's a long building process. But either way, So going back, so we're digressing here. So going back though to focusing on your upper body to build your core strength. So things like renegade rows. So if you don't know what a renegade row is, it's essentially you're doing a plank position. You have weights in your hand. And even if you don't have weights, even if you just do a row with your hands, you'll still engage that core. The trick to this though is that you don't allow, so you're alternating arms rowing up, right? So your elbows coming up, gliding by your rib cage. The trick to this though is that you're trying to keep your hips stable. And that's the hardest part. And also keeping the hand that is down on the ground right below your shoulder. So try not to have it way out by your, like, over your head kind of thing, because then you're going to start putting a lot of weight into your shoulder and you could potentially hurt your rotator cuff or injure yourself through your shoulders. You'll also start engaging your traps. So not cool. So make sure that you have your hand directly underneath your shoulder and then you're rowing up, and trying to keep your hips stable is the hardest part, because oftentimes we'll want to tip side to side to make it a little bit easier. And if that's where you're beginning, that's totally cool, right? And if you are someone who's just starting out, maybe you do it on your knees and then you begin on your knees and then you start building up to your toes. Again, it's all just about a process. It's about progress, not perfection. Also push-ups. Of course, one of my favorite moves ever is push-ups for upper body, but they're amazing for your core because you have to engage all the way through your transverse abdominals in order to support yourself. Because if you're doing a push-up and your belly is hanging, your lower back is dipping in, you could potentially hurt your lower back and you're not doing a proper push-up technique. So proper push-up, you always have to think like your ribs to your hips. So feel like you're almost giving yourself, like you're doing a crunch while you're holding that plank position, and then you're just moving through your upper body. And then the last one is tricep overhead extensions, because this forces the core to engage. So overhead extensions, whether it's through pulley systems at a gym or if you're just doing it with weights, you want to just have your hands above your head and then weight coming down through towards like the middle of your spine and then extending all the way up. Again, I'm doing the movement as I'm talking.
I love for core too, that is actually a back exercise, is dumbbell pullovers. So essentially you lay on a bench.
Oh yeah.
And you, again, you don't want to go too heavy to start this, because shoulders are very, very sensitive, and it's something that they take a lot of a beating. And I know this now from obviously injuring my shoulder. It was the smallest tweak that did it. So doing a lot of movements where we end up opening up our shoulders leaves it vulnerable for any type of micro tears or things that can end up taking a long time to heal. So you always want to start off lower with the weights till you get the move down. But you lay on the bench and then you hold the weight in both your hands. And essentially all you do is you're lowering the weight over your head. And I'm doing this now too, as I'm talking to you,
lowering
the weight over the head. So your arms,
I can tell that you're doing it.
So your arms are essentially like in line. So you're completely horizontal. So you're starting with your hands, like pointed up like Charlie's Angels guns almost to the ceiling. And then you lower them down so they're behind your ears and you're in a straight line, almost like you're trying to touch your toes and your fingers to one place. But what this works is it works into your back. It also works your chest and it's really, really good for your core.
Mm-hmm. No, it's for sure. So yeah, so focus on your upper body. You don't have to necessarily just hit the ground and do the planks and crunches. Not that I'm suggesting that they're not good for you, but just saying that there are alternatives. There's surprising ways that you can engage your core without actually having to do the traditional movements. And then the third one, and this is my favorite, and this is like the yogi in me that says, like, you know, do this every day, which is deep breathe your way to a six pack. And I know this sounds like you're like, holy hokey pokey, no way. But I'm telling you that if you start doing proper deep breathing techniques, you will start engaging your innermost layer, which is that transverse abdominals I was talking about. And the transverse abdominals is what's going to really pull everything together nicely. So they're always working your transverse abdominals because they're your major stabilizers. But when you start breathing properly, it starts to then get them working even deeper, strengthening them and building them up so that you can then lean out your your midsection so much faster, so much easier. So it's totally one of my absolute favorite ways of doing it. And one of the ways that you can do that is just basically lie on your back with your knees bent, feet flat, keep the back flat and in contact with the surface. So you want to always make sure that that's happening. And then take a deep breath in through your nose, ensuring that your lower body, your lower lower belly rises and your chest doesn't move. So you're actually breathing, you're doing deep belly breathing, right? And oftentimes like people feel weird about doing that because they don't want to stick their belly out, but you want to during this deep breathing technique, you want to. So you want to breathe in all the way into your lower belly and then focus on sending your breath down to your lower belly, keeping your back flat, and then breathe with your lips puckered, breathing out. Imagine that you're blowing out like candles. So it's like, you're like, generally you want to think 5 seconds inhale, 7 seconds exhale, and just keep doing that. And maybe you do that at the end of every workout, or maybe you do that when you need like a minute to yourself during the day or whatever the case may be. But any kind of diaphragmic breathing is really key to getting your transverse abdominals to start working over time. So that's just like a really simple technique, but a super effective way of doing it. Laura, do you do any of the breathing techniques for your core?
Yeah, but only when I actually do, because the yoga that I end up doing that I like the most is Bikram. And at the beginning, they do a warm-up series of breathing. And at the end, we do two different variations of that, like really fast breathing. And it's all about the core. And it's very hard. It's very, very, very hard to get that.
Well, the one in Bikram that they do is hard because it's almost the opposite of what would feel natural. Because you're breathing in as you pull in your belly and you're exhaling out as you push out. Like, it's opposite because you would think that you're breathing out as you pull in, but it's like opposites.
Exactly.
If I remember correctly. I haven't done Bikram in a long time, but I remember that the breath of fire that they do, like that final breathing technique that they do is like, it always seemed counterintuitive to me because it was always like I always wanted to do the opposite, but it's supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah, because essentially you're doing deep belly breathing, filling your belly all the way down.
Yeah.
And then as you exhale, you're really tightening up and getting all the air out of your lungs. So I always feel like afterwards, though, I've gotten a serious ab workout. Like I'm always like, oh my gosh, like my core is sore.
Yeah. Oh wait, I think I explained it wrong. No, it's exhale, pull in, inhale, push out, but it's so fast. That's what it was.
Well, it's so fast that you always are like
listening if I've confused you, but yes, it's fast, short, quick breaths. It's like, like fast.
It's that feeling though of like, you're almost like,
it's like you're
patting your head and rubbing your stomach. Like you feel like everything's kind of going crazy. Like you're like, am I doing this problem? My breath and my belly's all over the place. Like it's very hard to kind of figure out what's happening.
Well, because you're pulling in through your diaphragm and you're pulling in and up every time that you exhale. And it's like, it's almost like you're trying to like hit your abs in, you know what I mean? Like it's a very interesting.
I just think it's hard because it's really fast too.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. But I think once you start to get the rhythm, then you're like off the rhythm, but it is a killer ab workout.
But yeah. So, I mean, if you want to try that one, you can definitely try that one, but you can also try this deep breathing technique, which is just simply 5 in, 7 seconds out, in through your nose, exhale out through your mouth, breathe into your deep belly. And again, just try it, right? Because you might be listening to this and thinking, I don't know how that's going to help me strengthen my core, but I'm telling you it does. It works. It's proven to work to help with your transverse abdominals. So test it out. Do it for 2 weeks and see how you feel. Do it every day for 2 weeks and just see how it affects you. And if it does nothing for you, then you haven't lost anything other than maybe a couple of minutes of your days, you know? But if you've gained something, then continue to grow on that from there. All right. So those were our three surprising ways, our little core Christmas gift to you. This was our three surprising ways for you to get a strong core without hitting the floor, doing regular crunches or planks or anything like that. So we're going to wrap this up. So as always, if you have any questions, comments, you have any ideas for any other future podcasts, email us info@fitchicks.ca. You can also check us out on Facebook at Fitchicks Academy Programs. And then of course we have our upcoming Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification Program coming up in March 2018, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program. Coming in April of 2018. So the new year is almost here. It's crazy. It's exciting. We're full swing in the holidays right now. So make sure that you stay on top of your fitness, stay on top of your core work, and check us out next week for our, we're almost wrapping up for the year. So make sure that you continue to check us out. And if you love what we're doing, please make sure that you also leave us a review below. All right. I think that's everything. All right. Have yourself an amazing day, and we will talk with you again next week.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.